This is Olympic champion Scott Hamilton. Yes, the real Scott Hamilton. And you're listening to the other Scott Hamilton show, where you should be entertained, informed, and maybe even amused. Just don't expect any backflips. I mean, have you seen him skate?
Let's get the temperature of things in Louisville. Other than cold, it's probably really hot on campus. Joined now by Nick Coffey of 790 KRD in Louisville. Nick, good morning.
Good morning. How are we doing?
You tell me, brother. Is it a slow news day for you or what?
No, it's really never slow around here. I heard you mention sort of WikiLeaks. That's one of about, I don't know, 10 to 15 things in the last 4 to 5 years that have just that would seem unreal in most places, but nothing really surprises us here in Louisville, that's for sure.
I think I was actually on your show or maybe another show when all that happened. I was the columnist at the Winston-Salem Journal.
Yeah.
And I remember that night, and this is where it gets really weird, Nick. I write my column, I get in the elevator at the stadium to leave, and here comes Papa John. And he's got two other people with him. And let's say Papa John was feeling no pain. I'll leave it at that. And he basically had me pinned to the wall of the elevator interrogating me about who I was going to vote for the Heisman, and would it be Lamar Jackson? No, it's going to be Lamar Jackson. That's what he kept saying. It was a weird night,
yeah.
Man.
WikiLeaks is really what a lot of folks around here point to the first sign of, because as quickly as things have unraveled for Chris Mack, same thing happened for Bobby Petrino. I mean, that season was a spectacular one. They were actually in the hunt for the playoff, and then, man, it fell apart quickly, and sure enough, he was fired midseason. Chris Mack's, I don't think we're calling it a firing. I think it just clearly didn't work it out, and both sides are moving on, but yeah, WikiLeaks is one of those that I think decades from now I'll look back on and say, you guys won't believe this one.
Well, I'll go you one deeper. I think it started with Katina Powell and the Hose for Jocks program. I actually had her on my old show in Winston, and I got to be honest with you, I came away from that interview believing her.
Oh, well, I'll tell you this. When it comes to football and Bobby, that's what I meant. But, yeah, I mean, you can go back to, hell, this is a 10-year thing as far as just scandalous type of stuff, and that was the one that that was the one that really kind of led to us. You know, it's been consistent since then, but you can go back to Rick Pitino in 2009, 2010, whenever he caught having an affair and having relations, if you will, on a table at an Italian restaurant in Louisville. I mean, when are we getting our 30 for 30 here? It needs to happen, and I want to be a part of it. I got some stories to tell.
We're joined by Nick Coffey, 790 KRD in Louisville. Follow him on Twitter at TheCardConnect. Nick, what is going on, though? I mean, you've got a coaching change that's about to happen. You've got a football coach that's hanging by a thread, and I know Scott Satterfield, great dude, but he hasn't gotten it done at Louisville, especially after everything that happened last year with him talking with South Carolina and the way he handled that. You've got a school president that basically just split town. You've got an athletic director, and correct me if I'm wrong, he kind of smooth-talked his way out of a non-compete and then decided to get out of the business altogether. I mean, what of all the things I just told you, which one is the least shocking?
The least shocking? I would say the president leaving is not a big – she went to Penn State. Neely Mendipudi got a better job. She did a really good job from the academic side here. So that wasn't shocking, but the way it happened was shocking as far as – the way she kept it quiet, and Vince Tyree would not have submitted his resignation had he known that she was going to be on her way out, and the Board of Trustees made it sure to not tell him because they wanted him gone too, and I still think there's some unanswered questions there. So that's like the least surprising thing, but the football, you know, Scott Satterfield didn't give us fireable results this year, but as you mentioned, it's hard to say he's getting it done right now. But basketball is just a different animal here, and the program has been through so much, and you know, since the Katina Powell thing that you mentioned, and that's what people this will dominate our airwaves more than anything that's happened recently, because the basketball job hasn't opened very often. They had two coaches; they were both Hall of Famers for about a 45-50 year stretch, and then they hired Chris Mack, and he had the number one team in the country in the second season, and then sure enough, it quickly fell apart. So that's sort of where they're going to ride out an interim coach now with Mike Pegues, and who knows, maybe he gives some better results, but this team's clearly not going to the tournament. So I think from here on out, there's going to be so much talk about who's the next coach, who could it be, who should they call, who's realistic, is Louisville too toxic for great coaches to come? But what makes this even more of a mess is we don't even know who's making said decision because of the departure of the president and the AD. There are two people in place now that are on the interim basis. It's a mess.
Yeah, and I've looked at an early list of candidates for this job, and I have to just shake my head. There's only one that I would consider to be a realistic candidate, but I don't know that he would necessarily be a great hire, and that would be Kenny Payne, former Louisville player, now Nick's assistant. But the other three names, I literally laughed out loud. Alabama's Nate Oates, Bruce Pearl, and Will Wade. First of all, Nate Oates is not going to leave a new situation for that mess up in Louisville. And does even Louisville get in bed with Bruce Pearl and Will Wade considering their own issues with the NCAA?
Well, the fans, I think, they're done, I guess, worrying about coaches breaking rules and whatnot just because it seems to be something that is not just at one school. So Bruce Pearl's the name people mention. I don't think that's a realistic. In fact, if there's ever buzz about Bruce Pearl being interested in Louisville, I will tell you that I think that's strictly because Bruce Pearl wants to make more money at Auburn. And he might get that anyway because of what he's doing there. So Nate Oates is also a guy that has an insane buyout. And the SEC's investment in basketball is a real thing. These schools are making it very hard for guys to want to leave because they just it's crazy what the SEC basketball has turned into as a league. So Kenny Payne's the guy that is going to come up. He's a former Louisville player, was an assistant for John Calipari. He's now with the Knicks. There's so many former players in the Louisville area that really are campaigning for him to get a shot. And he's going to be a deserving candidate. I know they want to take minority candidates very seriously. But the one thing about Kenny Payne is, if he didn't play here in the 80s for Denny Crum, he'd never come up as a candidate. And he's never been a head coach before. So that's something you got to keep in mind. But as you mentioned, with everything going on, is that maybe the safer route because you know you could get him and you just are being more realistic with yourself? A name that I like, but I don't know how gettable it is given everything going on, is Eric Musselman at Arkansas. I was talking with Jeff Goodman, a College Basketball Insider, this morning, and he seems to think that you could get Eric Musselman if you paid enough, just because he would see the Louisville job attractive even with everything going on. But there's going to be – I mean, Coach, we've never experienced this with Louisville basketball before. There was no coaching search for Chris Mack. It was the guy. He was the guy, and he came. There was no – it was a bore. You know, supposed to give us good content, and we didn't have much of that because it was case closed and it happened. So this is kind of new for us, and Louisville fans, like most fans, they think their job is – Louisville is a great job, but every fan base thinks their job's actually a little better than it is. I mean, I had people this morning saying Billy Donovan. Billy Donovan in first place in the East with the Chicago Bulls, so – I'm ready for all names. I wouldn't put it past anybody or wouldn't put it past folks to mention any name at this point.
And, Nick, before I let you go, I'm going to throw this bizarro question at you and work with me for a minute. Musselman at Arkansas, maybe he would consider the Louisville job, and this is, again, bizarro world, because the ACC basketball is actually more winnable than SEC basketball these days.
It's wild, isn't it? I can't believe what the league has turned into. I was at the ACC basketball tip-off in Charlotte a few months ago, and I'm surprised that, and I don't know how you I mean, that's not an event that the league wants to use to promote how bad the league has become, but it really just kind of set in for me that, man, this league is just completely fizzled out. Not to say it can't get back. You still have some great programs, especially the ones that are in your neck of the woods, but I'm speechless as to how bad the conference is this year. And here's what's crazy. I mean, that's why Chris Mack is no longer going to be around, because as bad as the league is, Louisville could very well be the worst team.
He's Nick Coffey of 790 KRD in Louisville. You can follow him on Twitter at The Card Connect. Nick, I know you're a busy guy, man. Appreciate you squeezing us in this morning.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
All right, it's Nick Coffey, 790 KRD.